have a second largest parade in the country, one of the largest road races in the country, or in New England, I should say. It's one of the biggest homecomings in New England. And myself and my co-marketing director, Sheila Morrow, and a couple other people, such as Jane Chevalier, who's the parade president this year, decided to put on a walk. Show our support for the city of Boston, and not only the city of Boston, but the victims of this this horrific incident that happened just this past Monday.
And so, what is it specifically that you're going to be doing this this week?
What Jane Chevalier and the members of the parade committee are looking to do is bring all the residents of the people of the city of Hoyoke and any other town and community around downtown, and we're going to walk a 2.6 mile walk and just showing our support for these tragic victims.
So this is a walk. It's not a run, but it's going to take place over the course where you normally hold the road race. Correct?
It is. It's going to be 12 o'clock Sunday, April 21st. We're meeting in the corners of Lyman and Maple Street in downtown Hoyoke, and we're going to walk 2.6 miles.
Now you would ask people to come and wear some Boston appropriate garb for this, correct?
Yes. In fact, for all the people that are going to show up to this walk Sunday, we're asking them to wear something that shows the support for Boston, whether it's a Red Sox shirt, it's a Bruins shirt, something, a hat maybe for the Red Sox. Come and show your support for the city of Boston.
And just to be clear, this is not a fundraiser. You're not raising money here, correct?
No, this is not a fundraiser at all. This is just something that we thought as a committee we should do.
Now, do you have people who are involved in the in organizing this and who are members of the St. Patrick's Parade Committee who either knew people who were running in the marathon or perhaps ran in the Boston Marathon themselves?
Yeah, I think we all know somebody that, ran in the Boston Marathon, and it could have been that person that, tragically got hurt going by that last mile, going right through the finish line. Our parade president, Jane Chevalier, thought it would be a great idea, and myself and my co-marketing director, Sheila Morrow, decided, we're going to take this and we're going to promote it, and we're going to get a lot of people in the downtown area to do the 2.6 mile walk. And right now, since yesterday, we have over 600 people that have signed up on Facebook that are coming to go to this event.
Now, you said people have signed up on Facebook for it, but do people have to register in advance, or can they just show up?
Great question. They could just show up. It's on the corners of Lyman and Maple Street in downtown Hoyoke. They don't have to register. However, the support that we're getting through Facebook and Twitter is absolutely amazing. People from all over New England are coming down here, and they're going to be wearing some sort of Boston shirt or Celtic shirt, Red Sox hat, that type of thing, and they're just going just a march, 2.6 miles, not even march, this isn't a parade, this is just a nice walk. Please bring your family and your friends.